WRBY 660, I'm back.
Boy, 380, I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIEG, 380, clear. Go ahead, 660.
I was just going to chime in that hamstudy.org is what I use for my tech in general, and I think that's the, for me, it was the easiest way to learn and retain the questions in the pool.
I like that. I really do 100%. I like the hamstudy. It's very, very friendly. Roger.
Yeah, the nice thing about it is it breaks it down via categories. So there's subsections to the test, and it tells you what percentage of competency you have for each subsection. So you said you struggle with antennas. You can look at your average score for the antenna questions and hit those harder than you would, say, I don't know, you know, general radio questions.
You're right. Yeah, it does that, and you know, now they add in another thing. You can take the test. I took the test over there, and I was at 61%.
Yeah, once you start getting 85 to 90 on your practice test, you'll probably be all right.
I've been studying like an hour every day, but you know what? It goes back, you know, same questions like a year ago.
I think the question pool has changed since I got my licenses. I could be wrong though, but I thought it was changing within the last year.
Yes, a few of them changed. I've seen a few of them changed. Now they have in one, you know, it's like a square. It's got a square, and it's got I, X, dot, KMH, KMZ, and the other one is I, M, K, a small letter, and M, a small letter, and a Z, small letter. And that's why they, you know, you get a little bit mixed up down that way.
From what I remember, yeah, it's not, I mean, there's usually always a give me answer that you know is not right, but I do recall that there were a lot of questions that, there were two answers that definitely seemed like the right one. There were small little nuances of why they were or were not the correct answer.
Yeah, you're right. Are you going to be on a 6 to Yusika?
Probably not. I don't even know if I can pick. I don't think I can pick that up from my house. I'll be out of the truck by then.
You got Amshaw on the 6. And Yusika.
Yeah, if that's the, what is that, Shelby Township repeater over there by Packard, there's no way in hell I'm getting that.
Over there by Harrison. It's a little bit far away from me here, but I don't know if I'm going to go there or not.
Oh, it's a meeting. I thought it was a net. No, I will not be attending that. I'm at 27 and 53 right now, heading north for the next 20 minutes.
No, not today. 6th of October, they have a, you know, like a gathering out that way.
A gathering of the clans?
Yes, who
Dakota. Yes, it is.
I don't know why I didn't recognize you at first. You sound a little different over here. Just heading home. You finally getting out of work?
Roger. Well, I'm coming late to the party. So, Jack, what's the meeting about? Is it a ham thing, a radio thing? Is it a proctology support group? What do you got going there on the 6th?